righteousness, which brings peace, is based upon what I choose to believe about him, not myself. See, a lot of people are struggling to have peace with God, and they struggle to believe that they have a right to right standing, because when it comes to those things, due to wrong thinking and flesh and pride and religion, you look at what you feel, how you measure up. But the Bible says it was counted to Abraham as righteous because he believed God, not his works, because he believed God. And so we are made righteous. We're able to benefit from righteousness and know we have right standing when we choose to believe what we believe about him, even when we question what we believe about ourselves. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you got to believe in him. Tell him you declared righteous, not because of your works, but because of what you choose to believe. Touch yourself, say, I'm the righteous of God. Say, I have right standing with God. So say, therefore, I have a peace right. All right, let's talk about soul care. I'm going to help you work this peace right, soul care. Soul care is permitted through insight. You need the Spirit of God, not just a book, not just history of your childhood, not just stuff your folk told you about you since you was a baby. You need spiritual insight in order to properly practice soul care. There are some things about the true you, your soul, that only the Spirit of God can reveal to you. I don't care if somebody walked with you every day of your life and you've never left their presence. That knowledge is not synonymous to the divine insight God will give you regarding you. Say it with me, soul care is permitted through insight. Now you want to add to that, and practiced, you want to write that down, and practiced through emotional exchange. And practiced through emotional exchange. I'm going to try not to get too excited today because I really want us to receive the understanding. The promise is going to automatically bless your life, but the understanding. All right? This goes without saying. It is so important that you care for your soul. Not your boyfriend, not your mama, not your brother, not your husband, not your friend. It's important that you care for your soul. When I say care, I'm not talking about having feelings for. Like somebody asked, do you even care? We're not talking about caring for your soul like having a feeling for your own soul. When we say care, we're talking about you having a wisdom to manage and minister to the true you. A wisdom that allows you to manage and minister to the true you. Everybody say manage and minister to the true me. You want to write this down. The soul is your true self. Yes. And I've taught this before. You don't just marry based off looks. You don't marry based off potential. Whenever you marry someone, you're marrying their soul. You're equally or unequally yoked based on soul. Okay? Because you can all the external can be great, and that soul jacked up, you're going to have some problems. So that's why we must know the soul of a person, because the soul is the true you. Now, soul care is an intentional effort. Soul care is an intentional effort. What do you mean by that, Pastor? This is the caring for your soul, which we said is very important that we know how to do through wisdom, through divine insight, is not going to just happen because you're breathing. Soul care is something that must be intentionally done. It's like you got to schedule.